Aloha and welcome. My name is Ke Aloha, and we are here today with Makana Kamabayashi from Kauai Community Alliance. Welcome.
Thank you, Ke Aloha. It's good to be here.
So, Makana, won't you tell everybody out there what a Kauai Community Alliance actually is?
Awesome. Okay, well, just the Kauai Community Alliance is a group of nonprofit service providers, organizations, members in the community who want to join together to talk about programs and assistances for our houseless community. We meet once a month. We are the local continuum of care for the larger group, which is called Bridging the Gap. We represent the Outer Islands for the state of Hawaii.
Awesome. And this is only in Kauai you focus on. So do you do like all the all sides of the islands, or how do you break that down?
Yes. So we our continuum of care is, like I said, built of groups of organizations that want to come together. They come from every part of the island. We invite, like I said, service providers to come together. We talk about issues that our island is facing. Of course, the houseless community and the struggles that go on there. We talk about outreach work. We talk about funding sources that may be available to our island and how to apply for those funds. We also just kind of put our heads together to see where and what areas of the island need targeted help.
Awesome. Okay, so, you know, one of the things you talked about was homelessness or houselessness out here. And what do you feel, because I know that you've worked with a lot of these groups and you've done a lot of events, what do you think the main source of houselessness or homelessness is right now in Kauai?
Well, of course, without housing, we will always have that houseless issue. So really, the resolve to ending homelessness is providing affordable housing to our less fortunate community. And really, if you think about it, any one of us who live, you know, one to two paychecks ahead could be in that situation if something were to happen, sickness. We've been through a pandemic. All of these things can turn overnight for any of our families, any of our loved ones even. And we too could be facing eviction, losing our homes, not being able to pay a mortgage, pay the rent. So really, affordable housing, of course, is always going to be the solve to ending homelessness. Of course, it's not that easy, right, to provide housing. Right. But, you know, with all these wonderful projects that we see coming up, I think we're moving in the right direction. You know, we have the Kealaula project, the Ohana Zone project. We see Pualoki. And then we have our affordable projects here on the island that have been in existence for many years that are being able to open units to folks holding vouchers. And that subsidy assistance as well goes hand in hand with being able to afford housing nowadays.
Right. So right now with the median for housing, I think it's about 1.2 million. Yeah.
Crazy.
So with that being said, you know, I know that there have been some affordable housings, not the ones that you said, but there's other ones where the median prices are at 500,000.
Yes.
So do you consider that affordable housing for buying houses?
You know, I honestly wouldn't know how to judge the affordable, you know, to housing purchases nowadays. I mean, even myself, just looking at, am I able to even afford buying a home? You know, I have a steady job. I work for a living. You know, it's not even a concept that many of us can fathom.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah, it's a hard one to think about. Like,
I know. I've been looking for houses for the past couple of years. I think the pandemic really, like, closed the market up because you have to buy everything.
It changed everything.
It did.
Changed how the price. I mean, nowadays, you look at the market, $1 million.
I know.
Who can do that now?
And I was talking to my friend about it because I saw, my PD, I saw a 5-acre lot. And it was going up for $2.5 million.
Oh my goodness.
And I was like, okay, first, I don't see many lots that are that big. Mm-hmm. And I was like, even if I put down a deposit, right, a 10% deposit on that, that is still a lot of money that I would have to pay down. You know, like, that's like a $10,000 monthly loan. So how much money do you have to actually make to do that, you know?
I don't know. I do not have the answer to that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
But it's really interesting when you think about it. And that's why I like to bring it up, because, you know, we've been talking about housing crisis for a while. And there's been a lot of different groups that come up and talk about housing and, you know, how they can fix it. And I think we haven't really gotten any solid ideas that are moving forward yet, right? Other than just creating these affordable housings for people to rent, correct?
Yes. And that's where a lot of our clients and our participants, really, it's just being able for them to find some place that they could rent.
Right.
To get them safely off the street and into four walls and, you know, some safety.
I think that's good, though. At least we're doing one step up.
Yeah, it's like it's the first step.
First
step is find the unit, get them in, and then work on the surrounding, you know, the wraparound support services that any individual might need. If you're living outdoors for, you know, months to years, it changes the way your concept and the way you think. The way you live day to day, your securities are much different.
Right.
And recognizing that, but also knowing that you have to provide the housing first and then help with the supporting services and the therapies or the, you know, the different mental health responses that are going to be needed after one is housed.
Right. And, you know, you're just bringing up some places, Pualoke, Kealaula, that came out of the Kua'i Community Alliance, did it not?
The Ohana Zone Project, the Kealaula Ohana Zone Project came from the state of Hawaii and the county, yes, working together.
So I remember when you guys were just starting it, Kua'i Community Alliance who started that whole alliance?
Oh, let's see. It was before my time, before even me returning to Kauai to be a part of this.
So it's been around
I'm not even sure what year that was, but I know that, you know, the agencies that are in that make up the Kauai Community Alliance are still represented by those individuals who started it. So, you know, we have great support from Catholic Charities Hawaii, whose leadership goes back a long way going into KCA and how that became. So there's been a lot of leaders before me, that have really led the charge. And we're just trying to continue it every year. As the opportunities become available, we have to take charge of that and take advantage of those opportunities.
So some of the different projects we're talking about was Kealaula and Pualoke. Tell everybody what the difference of those are.
So that project there is, again, it's Ohana. It's called the Ohana Zone Project.
Oh, sorry, Ohana Zone Project.
Yeah, it's the Ohana Zone Project called Kealaula, right? Pualoke. That is run by Women in Need. So they do, they provide the supportive services for the individuals who live there. Those units are designed to house the houseless, house the homeless participants in our community. So they have to be homeless or recently homeless to have been housed there. The rents are very affordable. It's considered permanent housing with support services. So that's what I was talking to you about earlier, not just finding the units, but also providing the support to get them integrated into the community and feel like they actually belong. That's really important, you know, once you get someone housed.
Isn't Pualoke temporary, though?
It's permanent supportive housing. So I believe, I'm not exactly sure about the time frame that they're allowed to be there, but consider it permanent housing.
Oh, yeah, because I have somebody who's living there right now who said they get like a year. So they told me it was transitional housing. So I just wanted to clarify.
I'm not sure.
Okay, that's okay. Well, we'll ask that when women and me come in. But at least the main point we're talking about is that, you know, there has been some solutions to help with the housing, the homelessness in Kauai. Mm-hmm. And that's what the main point is. And not only do you help housing, but you guys also help with other services, like you said. And you do these different events called Project Connect.
Yes.
So why don't you talk about some of the past events you've done and what it looked like?
Yes. So we're having our fourth annual Project Housing Connect here on Kauai. So we started this, you know, this is going to be our fourth year doing it. It's a once a year, kind of like a resource fair for the providers to come out. We set up tents. Each agency sets up their booth, sets up their tents, and we invite our houseless community to come out meet with the individuals there. We try to do different things. So we open it up not just to KCA members and our own service providers, but we do open it up to other agencies like the Kauai Humane Society is a real big hit.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we can invite people to bring their animals in. They can get different products, services. And it's just a time for the participants to come in, get to meet face-to-face with individuals that they may not see on outreach events on a normal. But, yeah, to sign them up for whatever programs is available, bus passes, different kinds of things. There's, you know, hot showers. Not only that, but this will be our second year now doing it on Salvation Army sites. And they've been our hosts now for this. This is going to be our second year with Salvation Army. So they were gracious to host us last year through COVID. You know, we had to make certain exceptions, take temperatures, do all of this recording.
I remember
you
that.
Know? Yeah, it's a hassle, but you know what? They made it so easy and it was well done last year. So we're going to go back to the Salvation Armies this year. What we're doing this year is we're expanding the site. We only did Lihue last year, so we're going to be doing it in Lihue as well as in Hanapepe. Awesome. We've had a large crowd of folks who want to join on the west side. So we're really happy that we can do that on the west
and
side.
And what agency is the one who's putting this together?
So Kauai Community Alliance hosts this event. We plan it. We work out the details. We have a planning committee that works on all of these details to get all the invites, all the RSVPs, make sure we're set up with, you know, logistics and mapping out the area. We work on the time frame, work on the calendar. Of course, they do this throughout the year. And this is our one big event that we look forward to every November.
That's great. So this is called the Kauai Housing Connect.
Yes.
And I remember we did this in Lydgate too, right?
During 2020. Yes. And 2 years ago, right?
Yeah.
We actually took it to Anini. And then Lydgate. We
and
did it also in Salt Pond. So yeah, that was a lot of work as well. You joined us for that. It was awesome to see that even through COVID and the strict, you know, the restrictions and the safety issues, we were able to still take it to our community. And I know they appreciated being able to get visited, you know, in the campsites and take advantage of the services.
Oh, that's so awesome. So again, this is a Project Connect, Kauai Housing Connect by Kauai Community Alliance. So really quick, before we go on, why don't you tell everybody how they can find you if they're wanting to look up some information?
Yes, we are on Facebook. Look up Kauai Community Alliance on Facebook. You'll see our information. We do daily posts there as well. You can get a lot of data, statistics, find out about the upcoming events. Our Project Housing Connect is going to be Wednesday, November 16th from 10 to 1 at the Salvation Army in Hanapepe. And then our second event is going to be on Thursday, November 17th, from 10 a.m. to 1 at the Salvation Army in Lihue.
Awesome. And, you know, during this time, too, I want to give a shout out to Ashton Varner.
Yes.
And, you know, a lot of people like to complain about the county.
Oh, she does.
But Ashton is really great.
She's got the hardest job title, I think.
She does.
Who wants that title? But you know what? Yeah. She does it. She does it with flair, and she's doing a great job for us.
Really great.
She's the Kauai Community Alliance Vice Chair for me this year. So she's been a great supporter. She leads a lot of our committees. And again, she heads this planning committee for this event. So she's been working hard behind the scenes to get everything put together for next week.
And I think that's really important for people to know, because if we just concentrate on the bad things, we can never see the good things that come out.
Yes.
And I think this is one of the great divisions of the county that really are hands-on, because she really is hands-on, helping the community. So it's not like someone, she's sitting in the office passing out papers.
Right.
She's going out. I've seen her meet people.
Yeah.
I've seen her go to the meetings. And I just want people to be confident that our county is, you know, part of this and really helping out with the houseless community.
Yes.
So continuing on with the Kauai Housing Project, I know you have a bunch of other people, not just the county, that is helping out. And why don't we just go through each one, and you can tell everybody what they're going to be giving out. Because this is also for people who need it as well, right?
Yes.
Not
yes.
just homeless people.
Right. So this event, again, we welcome all to come and join. Take advantage of the service providers that are going to be there. We have right now, we've got 13 agencies that's going to be present at Project Housing Connect on the both locations. And we'll start off with the first one. It's going to be, of course, one of our biggest supporters in our community. If you haven't been involved with Catholic Charities Hawaii, either, you know, this year, last year, I'm sure you've heard of all the great work that they do. They are amazing. Great supporter for us all at any stage, right? Just the houseless, but just anytime. But anyways, Catholic Charities Hawaii will be there providing services. They'll be doing intakes, assessments, referrals for different programs that they have. They do have a bus pass program.
That's great.
Yeah. And, you know, it's amazing that they continue to do this. Without complaint, I mean, they're just a wonderful bunch of people to work with. They have a whole bunch of other giveaways and goodies and stuff that, and it's just a great time. If you haven't met any of the workers there, they'll have a few of them on site to say hi to. But that's going to be one of our organizations who's going to be in attendance.
So the bus pass programs, how does that work? Is that for a whole month? Is that for a year?
Yes, it's a monthly bus passes. As what I'm aware of, and I'm sorry, I don't work for Catholic Charities, I'm pretty familiar with what they give. But yes, they do the monthly bus pass program. Okay. So they do have an allotment that they give out every month. And, you know, folks in the community are pretty aware of who has what program. So this is one of the most in need services, transportation, getting to and from, doctor's appointment. You know, we think of these transportation sometimes may not be a big issue for most of us who have vehicles, but you know, for folks without vehicles, even having a job, how do you get to work if you don't have transportation?
That is so true.
How do you get to doctor's appointments, you know, different housing appointments? How do you apply for things if you can't get there? Right. Yeah. So, you know, transportation is a huge issue, and we're really grateful that they can offer bus passes to folks.
Awesome. Okay. So that's Catholic Charities. Mm-hmm. What else you got?
We've got the Department of Education, our McKinney Vento program. She's going to be there to talk to, you know, families with children who may be part of our school districts here on Kauai to offer supports. She probably will also have some nice little treats for kids who come.
So
that's great. And again, our DOE system has the McKinney Vento program built into it.
What is that?
It's for families who are doubled up or homeless individuals. They can provide assistance getting them full services so that they can continue to attend even if times get hard, just to kind of meet the needs of the kids if there's any situations and they fall back in school. Education is important, and keeping our kids connected is, you know, even when they are homeless, it's really important to have them still attend school on a regular. So there'll be the DOE there as well. And then the next on our list, of course, is Family Life Center, which is where I work, Family Life Center Kauai. So we're going to be providing two of our different programs. We'll be doing screenings for our outreach program as well as our homeless prevention program, which is financial assistance for folks who are facing eviction or at risk of losing their current housing situation. So our tent will be, you know, being able to provide a screening for individuals who may fall into that category. So like you mentioned, it's not just for the houseless community, but folks who are, you know, one day away or 7 days away or an eviction away from becoming, you know, in that predicament as
well. So can you talk about the qualifications?
Sure. Well, first of all, we do need to collect, of course, a lot of vital documents proving, you know, who you are and your family size.
Okay.
Income eligibility is also a criteria. We go off of the federal poverty level for many of our programs. We also use the local AMI, area median income.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah. So it's a pretty high level of income that you have to fall under.
Yeah. But the local one, I think, was higher.
It's pretty high.
Good.
Yeah. But, you know, basically it's proving your need.
Right.
Being able to provide that information that we can say, yes, you are facing an eviction and you need help with a deposit or you need help with rental assistance. That's the kind of services, funding that we can provide, as well as housing case management.
Okay.
So we do follow our clients as well, our families and single individuals, and offer them case managements to help them, you know, deal with whatever landlord relations, working out
right.
employment, you know, employment battles or struggles or ways to increase income. Those are all different things that we try to assist our participants in increasing their skills.
That's a lot of stuff. It's really a lot. Great.
Case management is a lot. You know, it's an easy word to say. We're kind of there to help you do as much as we can.
Yeah. I think that's really awesome because people are struggling, you know, like you don't know where to turn to.
Yeah.
You have somebody who's actually like, that's your job.
Yeah,
that's actually great. So if people come down and wanted to do this, right? I know you said to bring down your income eligibility. What else should they bring down so they can expedite the process?
Well, this one, we'll be doing the screening. So really just answering questions right there, being able to provide information.
Got it.
And then we'll get a screening done for you real quick, a couple minutes to do the screening. And then we'll get in touch with you in the next few days to try to get your documents in. Yeah. So, you know, of course, we're always faced with a crisis, you know,
right.
in these kinds of situations. Sometimes we have families coming to us like, oh, we got to be out by Monday and Friday, you know. So it really depends on what the situation's like. We'll try to move quickly if we have to. Sometimes it can take longer, you know, when it comes to documents, you know. We just work as fast as we can and as best as we can.
Awesome. All right. Well, thank you for sharing that. And is that part of the outreach part?
Outreach is different. So Family Life Center Kauai has only two programs here on our island. And one is the housing, which I already talked about. The second is our homeless street outreach, which is one of our biggest and in demand, of course, for our houseless community. These outreach, we have two outreach workers and they're wonderful, wonderful ladies, Jeannie and LaPlaine. I always give them shout outs because they do the hardest work out there. They're the faces out in the campsites. They know people personally. That's their job, to get to know people personally.
Yeah.
To be able to help them through, like I said, case management, you know, whatever issues they're facing, whether it's income loss or ID loss or just trying to get their identities back, you know, it's really critical, the work that they do and the relationships that they form with people. So, of course, they are what we call housing focused outreach workers. So their main goal is to get you housed.
Right.
Whichever way, form, shape it comes in, that's their goal. They want to see every single one of their clients get housed.
Right.
Whether it's into transitional shelter, whether it's into an emergency shelter, or if it's in a unit of their own permanent housing, that's the goal. And every client is at a different level. So they have to work with, they're super flexible and easygoing, and they're able to kind of just, you know, work with the client wherever they're at.
Right.
And that's the key to their success, being able to not judge the client for where they are or how slow they're moving, but just take it as it is.
Yeah.
You want housing, work with me. Let's get it done. You know, sometimes it can take weeks. Sometimes it can take months, sometimes even years. And that's the sad part. The sooner the housing opportunity comes, the better off, you know.
I agree. I feel like since the pandemic, there has been a lot of people housed.
There has been. You know, it's, housing is not something that's done fast. I feel like that's a misconception. People think, well, there's housing, just move.
Yeah.
You know,
it's not.
It's not that easy. Everything takes money, first of all. And then also, too, when you're talking about an individual who may have been homeless for some time, there's traumatic events that can hinder people. I mean, I'm talking as a housed person. We lived through a pandemic where we were shut down, held away from our loved ones, couldn't travel, couldn't go to normal places to socialize. And, you know, many of us have faced mental health issues. We've had breakdowns. We've had, you know, steps backwards in life where we had to deal. Imagine someone who's homeless.
Right.
They go through the same thing. And how much harder it is now to get housed.
You gotta worry about where it rains.
You're not just dealing with how you're gonna pay the rent, but you're worrying about, am I gonna get wet tonight? Is all my stuff gonna get thrown away?
Yeah, but people gonna
come gonna kick me out? Somebody gonna rob me? Right?
It is
so
crazy.
Much more. So you know, we lived through the pandemic. Imagine someone who's houseless through the pandemic.
Right?
Not easy.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy solve. Like I said, housing doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. You got to work at it. You have to line up all those little dots.
Yeah.
Just to make
it happen. It came up pretty fast.
Yes.
I think that was the fastest development I've ever seen.
Yes.
Like they knew it was like important.
Yeah.
And who was the one that was pushing behind that? Like pushing the development.
I'm sure it was the county.
Okay.
Sure it was the county, but yeah, because it's an Ohana Zone project, you know.
Oh, got it.
You've got state and county really pushing to get that set up quickly.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was thinking it was like another nonprofit or something.
Well, I know Wynn, you know, being that they're the service provider. Yeah. So I'm sure they wanted to get it up and running as well. Yeah.
And, you know, Women in Need did really good too, because every time I was out, I would always see their people out constantly. Yeah. So I think that's really great. All right. So who else we got coming up?
Okay. Back to our list. We have Haleopio Kauai. And they will be there providing brochures, first aid kits, hygiene products, slippers, some canned goods, water, hand sanitizers, all kinds of. They've got one of the best tents of giveaways, I got to say.
Yeah.
They do a great job. Haleopio Kauai Services are our homeless youth community. So they're a special target group, and they provide a lot of youth services for not just our homeless, but even, you know, those in foster care, those who have been through the system. They provide really great supports, education, furthering, young people's educations, just giving them supports and programs. Yeah, so they're going to be there. They're wonderful. We also have Ho'ola Lahui Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so they're going to be helping out with Medicaid, SNAP benefits, applications. They can help folks. And, you know, that's another thing that I hear in the houseless community when they lose benefits. Because many of them don't have mailing addresses, right? They don't have a mailing address, so they don't get those
weird.
They don't get those mail outs that say you got to respond by a certain time or your benefits get cut. So,
well, even that too, to sign up for EBT, you actually have to have a house, not a PO box.
Yes, you have to have a physical address,
which I think is kind of crazy.
Yeah, so you know, it's great to have organizations like Ho'ola who are constantly out there. They have an outreach program as well. And they get out there and make sure people stay connected with healthcare and the SNAP benefits as well. Healthcare is another big one, you know, so being able to get them connected with doctors and PCP so they can get their health checked on a regular basis.
Yeah. Not just emergency.
Yes. That's a really important niche to have. So they're going to be there as well. The next on the list is KCC, Kauai Community College.
Wow.
Yeah, so they haven't been with us before, so this will be their first time.
Yeah, I never heard of them.
So we're excited to see what kinds of things they can offer. I know that they will be having some financial aid, scholarship, mental health counseling, food pantry. So they're going to be doing a lot of different services for people wanting to further their education. So that's going to be a great asset to have them there.
That's a really big thing, because when I used to go out with the houseless, the one thing people kept on asking for is mental health help.
Yes.
Like, I met this one guy, I think his name is Andy, and he that's the only thing he asked me for every time I come. I need mental health help. Yeah. And it's sad, because I remember I was trying to find that. And I even talked to the state, I think, at one point, but there's no program that goes out and does that.
Yeah,
that I'm aware of.
And I think it has to do with a lot of the COVID rules now, you know.
Got it.
Certain provisions may not be allowable anymore for workers to go out in the field to meet with their clients.
Got it.
So I know that some of their rules have kind of changed a little bit, and participants may need to go into the offices, which, again, you know, transportation, just keeping an appointment, keeping a schedule, not that
easy.
That's
where the bus pass work is.
Yes. It all ties together, right? Yeah.
So they're going to have mental health help or mental health education?
It sounds like mental health counseling opportunities.
Oh,
so,
good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, they'll have some workers there, some employees and staff.
Now, that's filling the gap. That's great.
Able to answer questions. Bring your questions to their booth and see what, you know.
Perfect. Awesome.
Offer.
I love that.
Yeah. We have also Kauai County Housing Agency. We'll have a worker there to help individuals who want to check their status on the wait list or even apply for HUD Section 8.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So apply for HUD. So do you know how HUD is going right now? People have been able to find housing for HUD?
You know, that's with our... housing market so low and the available rental units, of course, that's going to cause a backlog, you know, when we have folks out there with vouchers trying to find units.
Exactly.
You know, we've been able to still house individuals that work with our Family Life Center agency. It's slow going. I just encourage everyone to keep trying because that voucher is like a ticket. I mean, that's a ticket to housing right there. If you do all you can, pound the pavement, talk with the landlord or your prospective landlord to really, really, you know, want to take that voucher. It's useful it's great on both points where the landlord is guaranteed rent, you know, from HUD.
And you get it for as long as you need it.
Yes, you get it for as long as you're eligible and
that's crazy.
You can, you know, maintain the eligibility, the status. So, you know.
Right now, the eligibility is pretty normal now because
nothing's really been changed. You know, the FMR went up
as it
does every year or every few years.
Right.
The FMR rate. So, you know, so. There's a lot of folks out there I know still looking for housing. If you're a landlord, I mean, I'm giving you a plug right now. If you're a landlord with a unit, please consider taking a HUD family, you know, and giving them a chance in your unit. It's guaranteed rent. You've got a case manager managing. If there's issues with the landlord, you know, you've got someone to talk to in the HUD office. And
it's like having a management company.
Yeah,
don't have to pay for it.
It is. And they're the ones paying you. And, you know, we've got a great, great HUD office. I want to give a plug to them, too, because we've got some great caseworkers over at
there
HUD.
Are some,
they hustle. They are wonderful, wonderful people.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, part of Ashton's office, right? She works under that housing division.
I know. So. I got HUD one time and I got, they're pushing me to quote in Makana.
Oh.
And I was actually up for getting it. But at that time, I ended up moving in with my other half instead. But now I'm wishing like I kind of did that because it would be a lot better to have your own place.
Yeah, yeah.
And, you know, I don't know how the housing is right now, but I know that they were really, they're really good with me. And that's what I like. The customer service is there. They knew that if you want it and you're able to take care of everything, you know, you're coming on time, you're putting in your paperwork, like they're willing to help.
Yes.
And I really like that.
They're great. They're great workers. We have really good relationships with our HUD ladies. So
is that the same place that you get your camping permits from as well?
Same. Their offices are right next door to each other.
Right next to each other.
The windows are maybe a window apart.
Okay. Yeah, got it.
That's the HUD office. Amazing workers back there.
Awesome. All right. So who else is going to be there?
Oh, we've got the Kauai Humane Society, like I mentioned before.
Oh, yeah. That was
they're
a good one.
Awesome. Always a big hit when the Humane Society comes out. They will be offering pet vaccines, dewormers, flea preventatives. They give also collars and leashes, pet food, and even pet food signups, maybe for later in the future, spay and neuter signups. And some landlord health exams. I'm not sure what that is, but maybe, you know, a healthy pet check for your landlord or something on paper, which is great. And that's another thing I do want to mention. My daughter, in fact, told me, she said, you know, Mom, I see nowadays a lot of landlords are being more pet friendly.
Oh, that's
good.
And
that's awesome, you know. I think it goes back to our own mental health and how sometimes we need pets.
Just think of that.
We sometimes need our pets to calm us down, to bring us relief. You know, they do their job.
Yeah, they're loving.
So it's nice to hear that, you know, our landlords out there are being a little more pet friendly and being
especially being a local. You know, a lot of us got pets.
Oh,
that's
just
what it is.
Yeah.
And I know some of the houses were telling me like, you know, they cannot leave their pets because that's like their children, you know, like that's all they have. And that's why a lot of them had said they cannot go into housing.
Right.
So that's great. I hope that would open up more for affordable housing as well.
Yes.
To allow
yes.
pets in.
Okay. And then the next on our list is Malamapona Health Services.
Oh, yeah. Malama's been there for a while, too.
Yeah, they're awesome. So they're going to be offering some tobacco cessation, referrals to other all of their services, of course, and MedQuest enrollments as well.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we have Project Vision Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they'll have their, I think they're going to have their
showers.
Hygiene trailer. Yeah, their showers there, which has been, I want to say that having those showers available on Kauai has really helped.
Yeah.
in our houses community. You know, they're out there every week, every day. They're in a different location, at least a few days a week. They have a schedule that they're on all parts of the island. They're never in one place. They're always moving. And, you know, it offers that opportunity for someone to just get clean and feel better about themselves. And if that's, if that helps them to make a decision for the better for housing, then I think that's a great support.
Yeah. I did talk to somebody who was like, just having that hot shower, they look forward to that because, you know, it's hot, it's muggy, you know, there's seawater. Not everywhere has showers anymore. Right? And it's like, yeah, that's what they look forward to. And they really like just have some reset mentally.
Yeah. Personally, I've seen the change in a person when they can just get cleaned up, put on a fresh set of clothes that smells great.
Yeah.
You know, and just to walk out, you just walk out with your head held a little bit higher.
Yeah.
You know, so.
It's all about basic needs.
Yeah, basic, very basic. So they're going to be there, hopefully, with their trailer. They also do Project Vision, and it's in their title, Project Vision.
Right.
They do eye screenings. So, you know, getting folks connected with the right, you know, reading glasses, or just being able to do a quick screening to see if there's any other needs that they might have as well. They also help with MedQuest signups and assistance. They do have an RN.
Wow.
On their staff. So,
okay.
You know, they're always able to look at other health needs.
Yeah. I see them all the time at the storage units because we have the same storage unit.
Oh, okay.
So I see them like almost every week.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's going to be great to have them there. And then we have the U.S. Vets program for our veterans to be able to get, you know, housing resources, rental assistance, even emergency shelter. I think it's a 4 or 5 bed emergency.
Wow.
Emergency beds for male veterans.
Oh, that's so great.
And then they do rental assistance for, you know, folks who are maybe at risk of losing their housing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a veteran, if you're family, go ahead and give them a call, but they'll also be there.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the next one on our list is Wilcox Medical Center. They'll be there offering flu and pneumonia vaccine.
Oh, that's great. Yeah.
So that'll be great to have them there. And again, they bring, I think they usually bring one of their RNs to come and they can give you information. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
All that stuff real safely. Yeah. And last on my list is Women in Need. They will be there as well, helping with outreach services and Section 8 signups.
Okay. That's going to be great. Yeah. Okay. So we have Women in Need, Wilcox, and that's going to be it.
Yep. That's
the last
13.
One.
That's the 13 on the list.
So if this was actually a really lengthy list, the Kauai Housing Connect. So if you guys are just in need for any of these things, you can come down. If you're houseless, becoming houseless, struggling, whatever you need, like you guys pretty much did. Bridge that gap. I mean, you guys pretty much hit everything. I'm pretty
that's our
impressed.
Goal. Yeah, you know, that's our goal is to make sure all of these agencies can come together.
Yeah.
This is our once a year project that we are out there. We're also, I forgot to mention, we're going to be sign waving right here on Rice Street in the old county, on the old county lawn on Monday. So if you see us on Monday afternoon,
the 14th,
we'll be there, I think, from 4 to 5:30. Holding some signs. And again, this is for Homelessness Awareness Month.
That's right.
The mayor had a proclamation last week, Monday, that we attended. It goes again with the national awareness of homelessness and hunger. So in the month of November, nationwide in every state and county is National Homeless Awareness Week.
Oh, good. I'll probably
it's Hunger and Homelessness Awareness.
Hunger and homeless.
But for Kauai County, our mayor has proclaimed that the entire month of November will be National Homelessness Awareness.
That's awesome.
Month. Yeah, so that was a nice celebration we had, and we'll be doing sign waving to promote awareness
That's great.
Of the issues that we're facing.
So again, this is going to be happening at Salvation Army in Hanapepe, Wednesday, November 16th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Salvation Army in Lihue, Thursday, November 17th, from 10 to 1 p.m. This is a Kauai Housing Connect, part of the Kauai Community Alliance, which brings together all different nonprofits and businesses to help support the island of Kauai for housing needs. So, if they want to look you up, how can they find you again?
Facebook. So we're Kauai Community Alliance on Facebook.
And if they wanted to email or call?
There are some links on our Facebook page. You'll get some information of who you can email if you've got questions, or you can comment right there on our Facebook page. We do check that daily. So
okay, good. Yeah. Awesome.
We have our meetings are, we do meet once a month. Right. And it's normally the second Wednesday of every month we have our general membership meeting. Right. Awesome. Now we have 17 member.
Wow, agencies. It grew.
Yeah. So
awesome.
Every year we seem to be gaining a few more. So
awesome.
Yeah. Thanks to all the KCA members who support us too.
Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming in,
Makana. Thank you, Kiloha. It's been a pleasure.
All right. So we'll be right back.